This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been focusing our thoughts this week on the theme of Thanksgiving. I trust you have not only listened to the studies we have done, but have taken the time to express your thanksgiving to God. In Luke 17:11 through 19, it describes an experience Jesus once had. 10 men with leprosy cried out to him as he passed by, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." That's all. Just go and show yourselves to the priests. Why? The priests would determine if their request was answered. As they were on their way to the priests, they were cleansed. One of the 10, when they saw they were cleansed, went back to Jesus, and praising God in a loud voice, he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. It is presumed all 10 were pronounced clean by the priests, but only one went back to Jesus to thank him. And amazingly, he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" How quickly we forget the giver of a gift and walk away enjoying the gift. Jesus affirmed the foreigner, the double outcast, who was from the despised Samaritans as well as stricken with leprosy. Now healed, Jesus declared, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Have you come to Jesus and experienced his healing touch? Has he given you a new lease on life? Has he given you a second or third chance to make something out of your life? If so, have you taken time to thank him? If not, stop right now and thank him.